Thank you, everybody. The hour is flying by. It's time now for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Robert Cargill at UCLA.
Hey, what do you do there at UCLA?
I am an archaeologist and instructional technologist.
What is an instructional technologist?
You know, at universities, there are techies and there are fuzzies, and the technologists are the hard scientists, things that use technology all the time, and the people in the humanities are the fuzzies. My job is to teach those in the humanities to use technology.
Do you have to speak slowly and not use big words?
Yes, it is. I have to be quite erudite.
Well, you see, I was a humanities major. I have no idea what you just said. Well, Robert, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What is the topic, Corva?
Help. I need somebody. Anybody. Seriously.
This week we read about needy people looking for help, but going about it in an unusual and maybe not the wisest way. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of people seeking assistance using unconventional methods. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine or voicemail, whatever you like. I'm sure you have something high-tech. Ready to do it?
I am. Let's go.
Let's hear first from Kiri O'Connor.
OMG, we are totally lost in the storm drains. Really scared. This is not funny, people. We don't know the actual wording, but we do know this. Two girls, 10 and 12, got lost while exploring some storm drains south of Adelaide, Australia. Luckily, they had a cell phone. But instead of calling an emergency number, they posted a status update on Facebook. Sat there for 7 hours with a cell phone. Finally, an alert friend saw the update and called police. Experts say it's just natural, if unwise, that the girls used Facebook, their medium of choice. But, like, what if that alert friend had been busy taking the "What 80s rock diva are you?" quiz?
Two girls stuck in a storm drain decide to update their Facebook status. Stuck in storm drain. Instead of just calling for help, your next story of a cry for help comes from Charlie Pierce.
When Gwen Kozlowski, a ranch hand at the Triple L Alpaca Farm in Portage, Wisconsin, discovered that her bosses might have to close the place because of a financial downturn, she took matters and a pair of clippers into her own hands. She shaved the message, "Help keep this ranch open," one letter at a time, into the sides of her charges. Unfortunately, alpacas are not known for their spelling and rarely march in strict grammatical formation. So her message got garbled during the morning milling until passing motorists were treated to alpacas spelling out what appeared to be an old and lengthy German word describing an exotic sexual practice. This naturally drew local TV and the press. Gwen explained her case, and soon the Alpaca Farmers Association of America donated enough money to keep the Triple L solvent.
A message shorn into the hides of alpacas without good spelling skills. Your last story of someone reaching out comes from, of course, P.G. O'Rourke.
Tom Corbett, 73, of Norwood, Illinois, was injured while using the weed whacker in his yard. Seeking treatment, he drove himself to Blue Cross Blue Shield corporate headquarters in nearby Chicago. "Dad's been watching TV about the healthcare debate," said Tom's daughter Melanie, "and keeps hearing that healthcare insurance is the big thing and healthcare reform, so he figured when he needs medical treatment, he better go to Blue Cross." The assistant vice president for public affairs at Blue Cross Blue Shield, Elliot Shapiro, met with Tom in the office lobby. Actually, Shapiro said, "We were able to treat him. Tom had a blade of grass stuck in his eye. One of the receptionists removed it with a Q-tip and gave him a squirt of murine and," added Shapiro, "no copayment."
So, here are your stories of somebody reaching out for help in an unusual way. From Kerry O'Connor, two girls stuck in a storm drain, who instead of calling for help just updated their Facebook status and waited. From Charlie Pierce, an alpaca farmer who decided to use her charges to try to send a message of help but did not count on the alpaca's inability to spell. And from P.J. O'Rourke, a guy who had a medical problem went right to the solution, Blue Cross Blue Shield, their corporate offices. Which of these was a story of an oddly placed call for help?
Well, they are all very clever but I will regret it forever as a technologist if I don't choose. I'm a huge Facebooker, so I'm going to have to go with Facebook.
You're going to go with the two girls.
With Curie's, yeah.
Who used their cell phone to update their Facebook status to indicate their need for immediate assistance.
I've seen it done.
Have you? Well, we spoke to another expert on the topic to get the real story.
The fact that they chose to update their status on Facebook just shows that social networking is more ingrained in their way of communicating than calling for help.
That was social media expert Mark Glazer, executive director of PBS's Media Shift, talking about the girls trapped in the storm drain who updated their Facebook status. The real story was Curie, so you earned a point for her just for being truthful, and you have won our game. You will get Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine or whatever you cool high-tech people are using these days.
iPhone.
An iPhone. Okay, thanks. Well, Robert, thanks for playing with us today.
I appreciate it. Had a great time. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.